भक्ति प्रमोदं लभते जनवै। नमो विष्णु पादाय, कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांतो सरस्वती नामिने, शिवर्षाभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाभये, कृष्ण संबंध विद्वान जल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिदान, श्रीगौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दिनतारिणे श्रीरूपानुग विरुद्ध प्रसिद्धान्तो नन्दो कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Today, subject matter is yoga of love and devotion. Yoga is connection. There is various way we can keep connections, Lord. But amongst those connections, which is best connection? Easiest, best in this world age. As per Vedic culture, we have seen there is three types of connection. Karmojoga. Karma means activities, to the activities, and Jnanojoga means knowledge. And Jnan is knowledge, the knowledge we can connect with God. And Bhakti Yoga. Devotion. The yoga of love and devotion. As per my realization, my previous priest means my spiritual master is divine grace. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puriya Shri Maharaj, my grand spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, all they explained most easiest way to keep connection with God is devotion. Because this activities and knowledge with Jnana and Karma, Karma and Jnana, it is not fit to understand, to realize God. God is unlimited. We are limited. With a limited capacity, we are unable to understand which is unlimited. So that is why our previous priest explained clearly the devotion to God. That God, who is God? God is like an embodiment of love, embodiment of flesh. Embodiment of peace, embodiment of happiness. All we belongs to God. God with us. That is why though we are in different, we have a different profession, though we have different profession, we are working in different field, but our aim, everyone aims are same goal. With the different activities, we want peace, bliss, happiness, love. Am I right? No? This is a symptom of what belongs to God. So when people wants love, wants peace, wants happiness, the duration they want eternal, not for a few days, not for a few months, not for a few years. Right? Anyone wants just for 3 days or 1 week or 1 month happiness, peace, bliss. After that, if the Paramahamsa Prabhu explain, after that they will throw to the ocean a body with bonded up or lay and hand and throw us to the at middle of the ocean. I think no one agree. Everyone wants eternal because God is eternal. So we have connection with God. But due to our lack of knowledge, due to lack of proper association, we are unable to understand. Though we want bliss, peace, happiness, and love, but instead of all those qualities, to get all those qualities, we are getting what? Only distress. Or all activity wants those qualities, bliss, peace, happiness, love. But we are getting always distress. Problem with the wives, problem with the husband, problem with the children, problem with the parents, problem with the boss, problem with the society, the government, so many troubles. Why? Are all activity we want to be blessed eternally? We close 100 doors of distress. We will not allow distress in our life. But still, distress appears to us. Because our way of understanding about God, way of understanding to reach God, is not correct, is not proper. Because God is embodiment of bliss. God is embodiment of peace, happiness, love. So that we can do in devotion. So yoga of love and devotion. Devotion means our activities. When our activities means when our activities will for the satisfaction of Supreme Lord, then that those activities we consider to be devotion. This is called yoga, bhakti yoga. So in this Kauravan age, this bhakti yoga, we are able to practice to chant the name of Supreme Lord. Alone it may be possible if your mind is fixed. But our mind is unstable. So we need congregational chanting to be arranged by Anna. Huh? So we called her Anandini. So she arranged this program to chant congregational. What is the benefit to chant to Yeva congregational? The chanting is considered in us like meditation, yoga, everything. How? Because when we chant congregational is, we have to follow with leading the people, leading the song. In such a way, we are able to concentrate our mind. This is for meditation. When we are able to develop a little bit, then we have to think the meaning of the song. This is Krishna, this is Lord's name, Supreme Lord, God's name, Krishna's name. Then you are able to meditate Krishna, Supreme Lord, God. So in that way we can say this chanting, yoga of love and devotion, we are able to study this through chanting. Chanting with congregational chanting. Then together and chant together the name of Supreme Lord. This is considering like a meditation and yoga. How? Chanting and dancing. Dancing, you know, nowadays we are able to dance with music. Any music I saw, people are dancing. So add music with the Supreme Lord's name and dance. With this way, the chanting name of Supreme Lord, think about Supreme Lord, and dance. And then there is no need to go to gym. You can consider like dancing with the yoga, physical exercise. So that is why Supreme Lord, 520 years ago, with the embodiment of Lord, he appeared here in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya means proper sense. Mahaprabhu. Prabhu means Lord. Maha means great, or supreme. The Supreme Lords, he appeared with this name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he explained to us this situation. The yoga of devotion and love, we are able to practice to chant his name and dance. Chanting and dancing in the name of Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, embodiment of love, bliss, peace and happiness, himself explained to us, if you want to reach me, that if you want to get eternal bliss, peace, happiness and love, then chant my name and dance with my name. Then we are able to reach. There is no other business, only one business. This we want eternal bliss, bliss, peace, happiness, love. Right? With this intention, if we chant, we have to take it to the spiritual happiness. No one can stop. Actually, we are going to church, mosque, or temples. Our purpose is different. People are going to church, they are praying what? Oh God, please remove all my sin. Right? But they are not asking, oh God, please allow me to serve you, to stay near to you, to be your eternal servant and stay with you, be with you. We are not praying for that. Just we are praying, going there in church every Sunday and praying. This is that I know. Am I right? Just praying to remove my sin, what I committed. But you have to know the root of sin, like in a bamboo tree. You can see if you cut the bamboo tree, from the root of bamboo tree, again bamboo appear. We are removing the root of sin. But through chanting the name of Supreme Lord, chanting and dancing the name of Supreme Lord, we are able to do meditation, yoga, and also able to remove the root of our sin. We never commit. The constant chanting the name of Supreme Lord will change your all your doubt, will change your mind, clean your heart, doubt of your heart. There's so much doubt of our heart. We need what? We need name fame. Right? With each activity we want our name and fame. Everyone should know me. We want to be famous. If you want to be famous, then you have to defeat others. This new is some competition. What is competition? There is some problem. Right? We have to fight. But our purpose to come on the earth to become human being, not for fight. So that is why you have to know the definition of love. The definition of love is telling there is no doubt. Nirmal Bhashya. No doubt. Relation, there is no doubt. But nowadays, we can see we want our only personal benefit each other. If husband say anything to wife telling him that let's go to the court for divorce. If wife say anything against husband, then they are telling go to the court for divorce. But before, they are together. Right? Because disagreement, because our self-interest, each other. Instead of self-interest, if we are keeping the interest to serve God, or focus if you keep to serve God, then everyone serving God, or relationship, husband, wife, or relationship amongst a neighbor, everyone, everything is directed to the God. The common goal, because we want love. So, this love, actually called, in our scripture explain the definition of love, is आत्मेन्द्रिय प्रीति वांछा तारे बोली काम कृष्णेन्द्रिय प्रीति इच्छा भावे प्रेमो नाम
आत्मेन्द्रिय प्रीति मीन्स आवर
सेंस एंजॉयमेंट आत्मेन्द्रिय ओम आवर सेल्फ When we get our personal interest, we want to get personal interest, personal benefit, the activities, with the relationships. This should not consider to be like the Lord. Instead of our personal enjoyment, if we are able to think about Supreme Lord's enjoyment. Whatever we are doing for the satisfaction of Supreme Lord. Then we are doing the same, but our just mentality going to change a little bit. Instead of thinking ourselves, we are thinking we are doing everything for Lord. Service of Lord. Then it considered like a thing, it's love. Because we are connected with embodiment of love. Like this lamp on, right? Why? Because it's connected with power out. If you were in keeping oil, lamp, sweet, if you did not connect it with wire hose, whereas a power hose, though we are switched there, if you on and off, there is no result. We can do on and off, nothing can happen. But when it's connected with power hose, as soon as you on, then you can get light. So, when we are able to connect it with embodiment of love, Supreme Lord, then we are able to get real love, eternal bliss, peace, happiness. So that is why our previous priest always instructing us, do yoga, love and devotion. The devotion means actually devotion means to connect with love, eternal. Because devotion, definition of devotion, there is explanation which we have no other desire, only desire to please Supreme Lord. Make happy Supreme Lord. Because we are His servant, eternal servant. Our ultimate designation as human being, as a living entity, so we are supreme, we are actually eternal servant of Supreme Lord. So when we are able to act as His servant, then gradually we are able to connect ourselves with the eternal love, bliss, peace, happiness. This is devotion. This is yoga. Now before I explain karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga. What I explain is this, the meaning of bhakti yoga. If bhakti is there, then jnana and karma is there. If there is no devotion exist, there is no love exist, there is no way to get any karma and jnana. Because karma, jnana already there in bhakti. If you have devotion to Lord, Yeah, everything. For our understanding, I can give one example. Like a books, devotional books. Right? If I give you for reading, if you have devotion, then you can teach, right? Otherwise, what you'll do? Just keep it. Keep on the tables. On it. Don't want to read, right? So, if you have devotion, if when we are giving you the any books, forget about this, any books, if you have devotion on that books, then you are ready to read that book. When you are reading, this is called activity scoring. After reading what you are getting, this is called knowledge. Without devotion, there is no existence of activity called mind. So yoga of love and devotion, actually essence of these topics is Supreme Lord's embodiment of Supreme Lord's and aims of all living entities, ultimate aims. Every living entities with that every activity they want eternal love, eternal bliss, eternal peace, eternal happiness. Not for 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 1 life, life after life after life. We want peace, bliss, peace, happiness, and love. If there is no love, no loving relation with each other, like I am here, all the way from Bengal, right? West Bengal, India. Very poor place. Economically very poor. So spiritually, I don't know how much I have devotion to Lord. But you can see here I'm coming for what? All of you have some affection. Your affection like a magnet. Magnet iron. So on the way I'm doing the magnet attracting iron. I'm coming. Like devotees here surrounding their love, their loving affection bringing me here. Right? So, same way, if we love, I am actually simply a living being, human being. If I feel attraction, if we love to God, God also feels it. For us to come to you. You can see nowadays, why I am telling you chant the name, his name. You can see nowadays, if you call any dogs, with the name of any dogs, dogs are coming, cats are coming. I saw that many houses, dogs have name. What's the name of the dogs?
Scrappy dog.
Huh?
Scrappy.
See, he's calling Scrappy. What's his name? Jumping and coming down. If with the name dogs coming, cats coming, different animals coming, people are coming, our children's coming, our neighbors coming, why not the God? We chant the name of Lord, embodiment of love is suited. When he appears to us, this is embodiment of love. Love means there is no doubt. Automatically all our doubt of our heart is clean. And then we are unable to think any sinful thing. All sinful activities gone. crystal, crystal clean. Then we are able to make peaceful society, peaceful family, peaceful life. This is yoga of love and devotion. It's chanting the name of Lord and dancing the name of Lord. This is yoga of love and devotion. This is the age, Kwaral age, we are able to concentrate our mind towards Lord, embodiment of love, joy, peace and happiness. Through chant and dance in the name of Supreme Lord. That is yoga of love and devotion. So, this is my humble request to you and all. Though you may feel that this is new conception, though you may feel this is like mythology, fairy tale, this is a humble request to just practice. Chant the name, chant and dance the name of Supreme Lord consciously. Be together. Don't feel sorry. Chant and dance the name of Supreme Lord. What name? Name. We can say the different name. But what I know, in this Kwaral age, which name is fit for Lord, which way he will come with his full of, with his blissful form. What I know from my previous priest, my spiritual master and grand spiritual master. His name is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Chant, early morning practice it. And sometime come to the studio and arrange the chant and dance in the name of Supreme Lord. And if you practice it 6 months, and after 6 months, you write me, your changes. Your life has been changed or not? Just to write me. I have mail address, they know my mail address. And then, you can feel it, you can realize it, and then you can write me. I want to realize. I have seen. I recently went to France. There is a handicapped person. He was unable to move himself. So he actually moved him with a wheelchair. So accidentally I reached his home. Accidental. I had no purpose to go there. We actually made mistake to take the road. Then we went there, we saw one nice place. Should be there, nice people are staying there. So we went to the home. Then they approached me. He looks like monk. Monk, yes. So I went to India, I saw such type of monk, so many in India. So why not he was staying for one day for home? Then actually we are coming from one city named Dijon, France. Dijon, you know? One city Dijon. I'm going to the Toulouse. It's 8 hour journey already. Yeah. After 8 hour car journey, we become tired also. So, okay, this is, I can stay here. Then we have discussion about God, conception of God. Then finally, just 21 days before me, I was in France. 21 days ago. But today he wrote the letter. He said, I am feeling so much changes in my life. I would like to go to your temples in India. Today, just a reply, you know, just chant the name of Supreme Lord. Due to your health reason, I am not prescribing to come in India. Just be sweet. You know, the sweet, if you become sweet, then no need to invite any ants. Ants are coming spontaneously, right? If you keep any sweet here, ants will come, right? So if you chant the name of Supreme Lord and become devotionally sweet, then devotee will come to you and teach you more and more. So, in this way, I am also requesting all, please chant the name of Supreme Lord and dance the name of Supreme Lord and try to chant the name of Supreme Lord consistently. And become a devotee, sweet of devotion. Devotion is sweet. Then all the good qualities will appear with you continuously. And gradually all your bad habits, dot of your heart, dot of your mind, you remove and become mind and heart of Christoph, Christoph being. What you wanted to be, a human being. So, I don't want to explain any more. Today the subject matter, I think I'm able to explain as per my capacity. If you have any question, please let me know and we can discuss about your questions. Any of your misunderstanding or anything.